easier to follow the song if I with the singing, because then I can get the flow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to figure out the chords.
Okay? Oh,
I don't know the chords.
Oh, okay.
This song, it's like I completely forgot about this song. I forgot it even exists.
It's so quite
weird. It's like,
and there's a lot of parts to it too, though, eh?
So kind of, actually. I don't think, yeah. Well, it's got a key change in it.
So that's yeah.
I feel like really weird. It's like really weird.
Oh, I didn't know.
And like really, it's like weird. It's like I feel like.
How long does the gap feel like? Like years? Like
it feels like ages. It's like I feel like. It's like I feel like the songs were like a lot of the songs were like outside my grasp, and now it's like I've moved beyond them. Like they were here, and I've like forgot about them and moved past them. Now I've just moved past them. It was really weird. Like I feel like I'm different now.
I'm just gone
different now.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I still feel like those are my songs, but it's like, you know, I'm different now.
Mm-hmm.
Strange.
No, it's cool. Yeah,
let's just kind of hack around with it. We won't even do it the right way tonight. I'll have to sit with it tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Go over it, kind of. But
yeah.
Just kind of jack around with it.
Okay. Yeah, it's got good changes, like, yeah,
okay.
You know, progresses, like, really nice, so yeah, you go on that journey and stuff, and the, you know, the lyrics, like, you know, getting that, it's, like, pretty dark stuff there sometimes, and then it's, like, also, I get the satire tone, like, you know, it's, like, you have, you know, another, apocalypse, and, like, and you know what happened right after that song is in, and one of the actual, like, Jesus songs came on, like, so again, it did the YouTube thing again, yeah, it does it, yeah, because it'll go on playlists, so it's, you get, like,
well, it's, like, part of the art is, like, the stuff that gets automatically programmed around it.
That's genius, yeah, that's a good,
so you don't even plan it that way.
Promoting Christianity.
I think I put a lot of stuff in the keywords, I put, like, apocalypse and Jesus and Christianity. And
yeah, no, that's it, yeah.
Gospel.
So that's it, just
Revelation of John or something.
Well, there you go. Now that's like the manger thing for sure. Like all the.
Well, I mean, you really do get to a point. You get to a point where you break through. Like you get to a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're doing all this stuff, right? Like I'm doing all this programming and web page and keywords and all this stuff. You know, you get to a point where it just breaks things break open. Like you understand things you never would have understood before.
Mm.
Like you understand, start understanding how Google responds to your web pages. Like if you're, you know, if you're active or if you update a lot, you know, how it responds. You know, it really responds. It's like you come into a new realm, a new room, right? I mean, a totally new room. Like once you start like mixing all of those things together and referencing and cross-referencing and cross-linking. You start seeing stuff that you just never usually see, like, you know, like it's like you enter into a certain percentage, like you're in the 60% and then you enter into the 40% and then you enter into the 30% of people.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually enter into the, you know, 5% of people, like, you know, like, I mean, theoretically I'll probably never get there, but you know, you just like, as you do it more and more, you start seeing the way it kind of like it cracks open, you know?
Yeah, knowledge.
Like the thing cracks open, like, you know, it's like a lot with Facebook, right? Like, if you don't interact with Facebook for a certain period of time and you start post and you don't post and you don't interact, when you start posting again, you don't get the reaction you got before because you haven't been you haven't been interacting with the people.
Right.
So you have to actually interact with them. Like you have to like their stuff and share their stuff. And they create those links between you. And if you don't do that, then when you post, they don't see that.
Right, yeah.
Because you haven't been interacting with them.
Right, yeah.
But if you interact with them, then you see how your reach increases.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, it's actually quite simple. But that's something that, you know, the majority of people, they don't get. Like, for instance, with the people who are on Twitter, right? Like, something like 80% of those people do not really, they'll post once a year.
Shit. Okay.
They'll post, like, maybe once a month at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, 80%, like, 70% of the people, they only post, like, once a year. They just set up an account, they don't do anything with it.
Yeah.
And then there's like 30% of the people that post month to month. And then there's only a certain percentage, right? But the thing is that those people that are only belong to the 5% that tweet all the time, you see them all the time. You don't see the other people. You don't see like the 80% of the people.
Yeah.
And so it's like, there's people that now start following me. Like people that I never thought would follow me, they follow me now.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Just because, you know, I'm active on that. You know, like, what I do is I don't, like, probably if you look at my feed, you don't see any posts from me, because I only put a post out a day.
Right.
But I consistently now, since I've got consistently 10 a month of stuff programming there. So, you know, the consistency is the most important part. Like, if you can reach the consistency, that's the biggest struggle, right?
Right, right.
So it's the same thing with that YouTube video you listen to, right? Like, it's like the more it gets played and the more the keywords are like, you know, the more attention you pay to the keywords, because you can do it really smart with the keywords.
Mm.
Like, you could actually do it very, very smart, and it's not so hard to figure out. Like, it's actually quite pretty simple when you think of it.
Mm.
Like, you can take the keywords in a YouTube video and you can say to yourself, who do I want to access? Who do I want to know about what I do? And like, what kind of people do, like, you can say, okay, I want to access Ryan Adams fans, right? So you could program your keywords so that they reference that, or reference some of his songs, or reference themes that he's doing, right? And that would mean then, quasi, if someone listens to the Ryan Adams songs, they'll hear your song after, right? Like, that's one smart way you can work with them.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of really smart ways. And like now even I'm learning, like just a couple of nights ago I kind of cracked it with SEO for the images. For me, I cracked it, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Like I understood, like, oh, okay, I understand now. Like I really understood. It took me like couple months to try to figure it out. I have so much other stuff to do, you know, but kind of like couldn't get to it, you know. And I couldn't understand it really. I couldn't get my head around it, how it worked. You know, like, because if you've got an image, a file, you can attach information to that. You have the image, what it's called, what it's actually physically called, and then you've got a title for it, and then you've got a caption for it, and then you've got an alt tag for that, and then you've got a content for that, right? And I never understood all that stuff works, and I never understood why search engines could even find it. Because, you know, it's just like you have a media library in WordPress.
Yeah.
And then you have, it contains all the media. You have video, photos, I guess there's some other media that I'm not thinking about, but mostly videos and photos, and sound files, right? So, you know, I just thought that's a sound file, and the only thing that the search engine can see is the name of the file, right? That's the only thing it can see. I didn't understand all this other stuff to fill in.
Mm-hmm.
So I just filled it in kind of and did a lot of research and reading and stuff. And then so I thought, well, maybe if I just like insert it with the program. So I inserted it with the program. And then I saw actually that the way I had been inserting it, I'd been inserting it very simply with just some HTML code. And I'd just been changing the names. I hadn't been actually inserting it with the program. I'd just been copying and pasting HTML code.
Okay.
I only took HTML code and pasted it in. And then I would just change the file name because it was quicker for me.
Right, right.
But then I saw that actually, no, I'm going to have to replace all the photos like with the program itself. Because once I programmed it, like the amount of code that was there with what I did was about this much. And the amount of code that was generated when I actually used the program was like this much.
Okay.
And then it had put like the title and the caption and the alt tag and all of that information I filled in with the thing. It put it in there.
Okay.
So like all of that, when Google indexes that, when it runs a bot through the page, it will pick up all that information.
Right, right.
So that's where you put your keywords in there, right? So like the pages now are ranking at a certain level, right? Anywhere from, you know, it was about 100 a day before I changed everything. And then it dipped down to like 2 or 3 a day. And then now it's maybe like 5 or 10 a day, up to 25 a day, right? But now I know that when I put that new code in there with those keyword phrases in the code, that's going to increase the amount that it's people look at it,
mm-hmm.
right? But another thing I realized too is that actually you can make sure the SEO, like the image file actually has a HTML page that's associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
So if they click on that image, they'll get an entirely HTML page that will be called up with that information. So you can also treat the image as an HTML page, and you can SEO that in as effectively as you would an HTML page, right? So, you know, that is something that I see that when you do that correctly and you update the information regularly on a web page, that Google honors that. You know, it sounds like a lot of people say evil Google, evil blah blah Facebook, evil la la la. That's bullshit. Google basically, they're not some evil empire. What they do is they want there to be good quality on the internet. They don't want it to be trash. They want it to be good quality. They want it to have a high quality. They want it to function correctly. They don't want any glitches in it. And they'll penalize you if you just put trash on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll penalize you. But if it's really good and it's good quality, right? And there's good cross links, right? And there's like an honor system of like appreciating others, you know? Really like the whole ethics of the internet is actually very common ethics. They're not hard to figure out. They're very common. They have to do with support everybody that's there. Like distribute their material, promote their material. Like think of them instead of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be rewarded, right? It's not that difficult, you know? And like now I see like all of the criticism that is leveled about these, you know, places is just bullshit, you know? So you see that, like the more you do it, right? You understand. Mm-hmm. Like that, just very simple with that YouTube thing. mean, that's our product, right? That's our product. Right? And it's important that our product is good.
Mm-hmm.
And that it is at a very high quality.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we serve ourselves with that, right?
Yeah, sure.
But it's very, very important stuff to learn. And the more you learn about it, the less it is really to deal with.
I'm gonna, one thing I do want to do is I want to bring and work on those videos.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's something I'd definitely put on the list for today.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by work on? You just cut them up?
And then I think maybe, exactly, like cut them up into song segments.
Well, there's things. There's a couple decisions to be made there, right? Like, when you're cutting them up, what's your purpose, right? Like, the purpose, one purpose is to show that to other bars, right?
Yeah.
So,
and that's it. And we were flagging, it was the second song in the, we'll have to go through that video again, too.
Yeah, well, I think apart from the fact that I get flat in the middle of it, unfortunately, but I think that old man was a real highlight. That was really quite, I thought that was quite moving.
Yeah. Okay. And then we can put that. Try to remember which song that was.
I have to take another look at them. Because it is kind of cool how it goes from Old Man to that Drive-By Trucker song.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if the Over Gang is good enough. It might be like a little bit too long that keeps me waiting.
Well, the transition was very fast. I mean.
It was pretty fast. I didn't really look down at my sheet too long, did I?
No.
What else was on that?
Well, the originals, there was, I liked Europa, but it was, Clips was okay, Clips was good, but no, there was a lot of dancing. I think Death of a King was the one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, a lot of people were coming up for that one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I know we played it really good, too.
Yeah, we could sit down with it again, like, okay, now how do you propose that I cut that up? Get those things cut up. How should I do that? On your computer or what? How should I do that?
If, that could be an option because the station would be there. So, laptop. If you're familiar with Movie Maker, because I don't have any. So if you want to get like open source,
I know them all, really.
Yeah?
Even Movie Maker.
Movie Maker
from Windows will work.
Okay.
Actually, I use that a lot.
I have Audacity, but I'll check. We can check what the programs I got and how. I think I might have a basic editor, but I don't know what the.
It might be an idea to put some title on the front. Eh?
Yeah, date maybe, place. I don't know. All right, hey, we should probably run through the.
Let's do just a sloppy
version. Okay.
We'll be done then.
Sounds good.
We got a little bit of an introduction to it, so it's good.
Yeah.
What about... We'll be right back.
try, you want to try like George Jones or?
Let's just do that to close.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
5.
You looking forward to your trip?
Yes, yes, I'll be seeing, well, I'm going to be visiting Brian, a friend of mine from, 93, yeah, and so,